Derek, how you doing? You're on the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth, from Radio Size Speakers. What's going on?
Hi, Mike. I'm well this morning. So I had a comment about the Kavanaugh thing.
Okay.
If I was Senator Grassley, who I guess is the committee chair or whatever, I would not waste any more time on this. I think it's ridiculous that they've even postponed a vote to this point. I would come to the floor and I would say, look, we're going ahead with the vote. We're not going to address this issue anymore. If this woman has or thinks that she has some sort of case against Judge Kavanaugh, I would just refer it back to whatever local authority, I guess in Maryland, wherever she came from or wherever it alleged that this incident happened.
Yes.
I would say just refer it back to those local authorities. And if anything's going to happen, then I'll be expecting a phone call from the district attorney in that county or town or whatever, that they're bringing charges against Mr. Kavanaugh, and just leave it at that, because this whole thing is such an obvious just clown show. It's just ridiculous that the, you know, one of the highest offices in the land has been reduced to this ridiculous charade that they're going through. I mean, it's so obviously a ploy just to try to postpone. You know, they think they're going to win, I guess, in November, and they're just trying to postpone it in any way they can. So I would just refer it to the local authorities and be done with it.
Well, there's nothing that's prosecutable here, though.
That's what I'm saying. And leave it in the hands of, you think you have a case, then you go to the DA in the town that it happened, and you make your case to them, because this has nothing to do with the federal process that we're in the middle of.
No, and I think that's part of that's Andy McCarthy's point, that a confirmation hearing is an investigation. That's the whole point of it. If you investigate the character and the qualifications of someone that the president has nominated, that's why it's a you're confirming. I mean, just the definition, the word, you're confirming the president's choice to be Secretary of the Treasury, Supreme Court, Transportation Department, which I don't think requires a confirmation, or whatever the case may be. So it is an investigation.
Yeah, and he's already been through it. I mean, the process was over by the time by the time Feinstein or whoever released this so-called information. It's just ridiculous. Just the fact that I was watching the news last night because I wanted to see President Trump's speech here in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
So I was subjected to, you know, the panels and the commentary on Fox News. And
yeah, it's subjected to.
Well, yeah, I mean, sitting there listening to him talk about it, I couldn't help but thinking, why are they wasting their time on this? It's so blatantly, it's so transparent, the whole thing. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Well, if you read, Derek, if you read the letter, which I read, if you read the letter that blah, 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 Blasey Ford's attorney sent to Senator Grassley, you read this letter and you go like, I feel like I'm watching the movie Chappaquiddick. Because this is exactly what the Kennedys did in their little, USS Senator then, Ted Kennedy's. Well, the Kennedy goons that were hired, the PR goons that were hired to run the PR interference for the killing of Mary Jo Kopechne. It reads just like it. Hey, let's throw this out there. Yeah, throw that out there, and then someone will pick up on that story. Yeah, then they'll run with it. And hey, who has the New York Times guy? Who's got BuzzFeed covered? This is obviously this whole thing. You know what it sounds like, Derek? You know what it sounds like to me?
What?
It sounds like the homo clericalism cover up. It sounds to me like the same people that are running PR interference, the same people that the bishops and the cardinals, the Catholic bishops and cardinals hired or retained or whatever to obfuscate that story and cast attention away from the homosexual element of it, which is the element of it. This is the exact same. Isn't it amazing? There's nowhere you can turn in a modern world where you're not confronted with the most diabolical corruptions right in front of your face, dude.
Yes, it is frightening. Sometimes I just don't recognize the world that I live in anymore. But, you know, that brings me to my next question that I had for you.
Sure.
So I'm going to take my wife and my two boys to a Catholic service this weekend.
All right.
And it's going to be all of our first time in a Catholic service. So
you mean a mass?
A mass, yes. See, that goes to show how much I don't know. I'm ignorant of the process and the etiquette. So not being Catholic, we're not Catholic. I need some tips on how we should conduct ourselves when we go to a Catholic mass.
Whew. Well, don't wear shorts and don't wear cargo shorts and Crocs. That's one thing.
Okay. Well, I had already figured that much out.
all right. So, simple, basic etiquette. I'll give you a couple of pointers. And depending on what church you're going to, I have no way of knowing how. What church is it in Las Vegas?
It's called the Church of the Blessed Redeemer.
Blessed Redeemer. Okay. Somebody will.
The Roman Catholic Church. It's actually right on the. It's on the Strip. Believe it or not, I didn't even know it was there until last.
Oh,
month.
Great.
I guess it's old. It's been there for a long time. It's down. It's south of the Strip, so it's kind of away from before all the casinos and everything start. So it's on the southern end of the Strip, and you know, and the old. It's been there for a while, I guess.
Well, the Strip needs a church. So
yeah,
sure. I'm down with that. Okay, so I'll give you a couple of basic points. Okay. So when you walk in, even if it's a church and around, but if it's been here for a long time, doesn't sound like a church and around. There will be a center aisle, probably be a set of glass doors. There'll be a narthex where people are congregating, and then you'll go through the doors to go into to the sanctuary. What am I doing? What, Miss O'Connell? What am I doing? Yeah, read the red, do the black, or read the black, do the red, right? Sentiment. No, I'm not going to get into any. I'm giving simple etiquette he asked me for, Miss O'Connell. Do you want to take the call? Look, if you want me to put him back on hold, you can tell him. Good Lord, folks. All right. Derek, are you still suffering through all this? You still there?
I'm all ears.
All right. Okay. Hang on. All right. So, simple etiquette, Miss O'Connell's protestations to the contrary notwithstanding, you're going to walk down when you walk into through the doors, on your right or on your left, there'll be bowls that have the stuff called holy water in them. It is appropriate to learn how to sign yourself first. So, first thing you want to do is know how to, is to do the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. It sounds simple, but it's not. You know that Sir Alec Guinness, before he converted, the actor, that's right, Obi-Wan Kenobi, was in a play where he was playing Father Chesterton's character, of Father Brown. He signed himself incorrectly because he didn't know any better because he was an apostate. You know that a priest went to his dressing room after the play and upbraided him and told him, you are a disgrace. You're disgracing God. If you're going to sign yourself in your play, learn how to do it correctly. So don't say it doesn't matter, Miss O'Connell. It does matter. So it goes forehead, belly button, left shoulder, right shoulder. Forehead, belly button, left shoulder, right shoulder. Got that? Derek,
you're Godfather. I know how to do it.
All right. We're all good. Okay. So you do the blessing. And then the only other piece of etiquette that you need to know is stand when they stand, kneel when they kneel. You'll have a bunch of people around you that are doing it. But that, remember now, because you're in a, what, Miss O'Connell? Do you want it? What were you going to say? But you could be a guest in someone's house and do what they're doing. Or, you know, Derek, you could just stand there and stare at the ceiling and have people come up to you afterwards going, hey, man, why are we staring at the ceiling, dude? You know, big show.
I don't have a problem with kneeling. That's why I'm going, is because I want the experience.
Okay. So
it's either that or my wife is going to drag me to the guitar.
No, don't do that. All right. So you know the sign of the cross. There's one other point of etiquette that
am I supposed to dip my finger in the holy water?
You can if you want to. You don't have to. It's not a rubric. It's not required. You can if you want to. I mean, it is blessed water. It's not going to hurt you. Now there's one other point of etiquette that I'll point out here. And this is some of you may, Miss O'Connell may snicker and laugh. I don't think that this is an incidental point. As a matter of fact, I think this is the point. So are you ready for the big one?
Bring it on.
All right, brother, here comes the big one. I should play the trumpet fanfare. When you're walking down that center aisle, hopefully there is a tabernacle that is behind the altar. It should be right in the middle where it belongs. Hopefully the altar is beautiful. Hopefully there's a crucifix hanging there with a corpus on it, because it should be. And I pray that all this is in order. But let's focus for just a moment here on what's important inside that church. It's what we call the Blessed Sacrament. It's what you would call the communion wafer or whatever. It's proper terminology, the Blessed Sacrament. It has already been consecrated at a previous mass, at a previous consecration, and it'll be inside that tabernacle. So that's Jesus Christ in body, soul, blood, and divinity. That's what Catholics believe. Inside that tabernacle. So be reverent towards it. Acknowledge it. When you get to the pew that you're going to get to, it's appropriate because of what you're looking at before you go to sit down to genuflect on your right knee and then go into the pew. And that's the only rubric that I would say that should separate any other experience you'll have at the rock climbing guitar church. And that's really all you got to do. Simple, right?
But I'm not allowed to take the sacrament.
No, you're not allowed to take the sacrament.
Okay.
Now, what you can do, you can go up and get in the line. Now they're probably going to have these things, these creatures called Eucharistic ministers there. Heaven forfend that you should, if someone should say, well, you can go up and get a blessing. If you get a blessing from a Eucharistic minister, you got nothing. Where the priest is distributing the sacrament, though, if you go up and place your right hand just over your lips like this, Or you take your arms and give the surrender position, you know, right arm on the left shoulder, left arm, you know, kind of the mummy position. They'll know that you don't want the sacrament, that you want the blessing, and the priest can give you a blessing. Again, that would only be you would go to where the priest is, because they'll probably have these Eucharistic ministers, as they're called. No blessing would incur from them. Now that's me saying that. Somebody's probably going to get upset. You. What are you? I'm one of them. What are you saying? I'm not saying anything, dude. I'm saying the priest has consecrated hands. You don't. That's all I'm saying. And that's it, Derek.
Okay.
Well, you got to call back next week and report back.
I will. Thank you for the advice. And I'm going in.
All right, now, I'm going to tell you something now. You're not going to want to hear this. Whatever you do, do not tell your wife this. Are you ready?
Okay.
You got a couple of hundred people that just heard that. I'd love to say a couple thousand, but hey, it's me, the Mike Church Show, and I used to be someone. A couple of hundred of those people are going to go, we're going to pray for that guy. So you're going to be bombarded, and that's a good thing. You're going to be bombarded with people who are going to be praying for your first trip, your second trip, your third trip, your fourth trip. Once you start studying, and I would encourage, if you can find the old rite, the Latin rite around you, if you can find that, once you go down that rabbit hole and you start to delve into the mystery and the majesty that is the faith as it is correctly understood and practiced, it's the most, I think, anyways, for me it has been, it's the most profound experience a human being can encounter. You encounter God. It doesn't get any, there's nothing you can do. There's no encore to that. Doesn't get any higher than that. So there are going to be a lot of people going to be praying for you, brother. So God bless you. I can't wait to hear how it goes.
Thank you, Mike. I'm looking forward to it, and I need all the prayers I can get.
You're going to get them. I can tell you're going to get them. All right, Derek. Thank you, brother. God bless you.
God bless you, Mike.